treatment in Christian Science is a constant revelation. It is mind, life, and love in action. Treatment is mind demanding and mind supplying its own evidence. The time will come, is here now in our present unfoldment, when Christian Scientists will understand and know with such clarity and conviction the power and presence of divine love that, without process, they shall acquire the object of their right thinking instantly, because there is no separation between cause and its manifestation. Quote, thought will finally be understood and seen in all form, substance, and color, but without material accompaniments. Close quote. We will then speak with authority, as Jesus did. All existence is the awareness of the Christ truth. God being all, he is perfectly conscious of his own authority. He knows the perfection of his own government. He realizes his own limitless power, action, and control. He has evidence of his unopposed supremacy, and there is not an atom, an electron, or any suggestion of material belief or power that has place, space, or existence. Then there is not, and cannot be, a destructive atom in reality, because God did not create anything destructive or destructible. The atom seems, as matter, to be destructive and fearful beyond words, but reversed, it is a symbol of constructive, useful power, or true being coming to light. In Science and Health, we read, quote, knowing the claim of animal magnetism, that all evil combines in the belief of life, substance, and intelligence, in matter, electricity, animal nature, and organic life, who will deny that these are the errors which truth must and will annihilate? Christian Scientists must live under the constant pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the material world and be separate. They must renounce aggression, oppression, and the pride of power. Christianity, with the crown of love upon her brow, must be their queen of life. Close quote. Let us contemplate the musts mentioned in the former statement. These musts we find in our textbook, a book which will be eternally requisite for all mankind until every law and rule is universally obeyed. Jesus presented the full human evidence of eternal life after the belief of death. He ate with his disciples, prepared their breakfast, walked and talked with them, and then ascended. It is our business to present the full human evidence of divine being, expressing health, joy, peace, and dominion. Quote, all is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Close quote. What does this mean to you? What is God to you? The moment we see man in a finite form and make human personality a reality, that moment we have given evil reality, We have broken the commandments. We have defied the scientific statement of being. We can no longer say that God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent to us. We have lost our God, the infinite, impersonal, incorporeal mind, the source and force of all power. Can you see power? Can you see life? Can you see mind, love, intelligence with the material eyes? No. Without these qualities, what is there? Where is man? Man, meaning individually each one of us, the, quote, compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind, close quote, is just as visible to spiritual sight as the human being is visible to the belief of sight. In an interesting clipping regarding the so-called physical body, in describing the chemical constituents, Dr. Craig wrote, quote, "Consider the average 150-pound body of a man from its chemical aspect. It contains lime enough to whitewash a fair-sized chicken coop, enough sugar to fill a small shaker, iron to make a 10-penny nail, plus water. The value of the ingredients is worth 98 cents, yet the insurance company values a man at $5,000. Now, how do you account for the difference of $4,999.02? The answer is the value of the spirit within." Close quote. If we are tempted to treat the material body or to try to heal it, let us stop and consider whether it is the salt, water, sugar, and lime we are treating. The only thing to heal is the belief that man is encased in a matter body, that matter has sensation or can be sick, that our life depends upon its action and condition. There are no material objects, even in belief. That things or objects seem to be material is the belief. Infinite ideas which emanate from mind constitute your very own mind, revealing its infinitude. And these ideas, however labeled, comprise you and your universe. The label or appearance and its name is educated belief, which is constantly changing under the pressure of truth. The quality or ability of mind to locate its idea and keep it in perfect order and harmony, perfectly placed or positioned, is principle and means that which we call ideas are never in conflict or collision, never out of the focus of mind. The fact that mind is indivisible and all-comprehending as individual consciousness brings creatures and things into focus at the point of one's vision. Mind is all. Being is indivisible. That allness and indivisibility is idea seeming to appear as modern inventions, which unfold new concepts of time and space, when in reality it is the indivisibility of being which is ever present and ever appearing. The train, plane, radio, and television are labels for the better visibility of spirit. They imply the naturalness of omnipresence. To quote Mrs. Eddy regarding modern inventions, quote, "We use them. We make them our figures of speech." Close quote. We are appreciative of these so-called indispensable human steps because, to the scientist, they are not mere labels for ideas, but are ideas, the allness of mind appearing, which means freedom from limitation, included in the error of the belief called matter. These limitations yield in the degree that material sense yields to soul sense. In an unpublished statement of our leader concerning the Christian Scientist's state of thought, Mrs. Eddy wrote, quote, "To look out into the world and see sin, sickness, and death, that is hate. To look out into the world and see everything in God's image and likeness, that is love." Close quote. This was a great revelation to me. I saw clearly that when I, as a Christian Science practitioner, look out into the world and see sin, disease, and death, it is because I, as yet, am carrying these beliefs in my thought, and therefore in belief, I am manifesting the quality of hate. But when I, as a Christian Science practitioner, clearly understand that God is the only mind, and therefore my mind, mind that is infinite love and universal in scope, then when this love that I am looks out into the world, it can see nothing but itself. In all the world, love can see nothing but its own image and likeness. Love, which is the only presence, quote, "inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way," close quote, "of truth." That's the end of this address.